One of the samples above was removed from the dorsal central Atlantic, the exact point where, according to the narrative of Plato, was at the island of Atlantis. Also, the deductions taken to date have confirmed the location of the large island that in the Quaternary, crashed the passage of the Gulf. In this respect, that particular sample offers special interest. What it revealed, as was to be expected, proved to be different from the others, drawn to the right and left that part of the basin part of the Atlantic. It was surprisingly short, a pellet of only 8 centimeters thick. Pettersson said to them, "Below the sample taken, the probe appears to have found hard material, presumably based on rock, which were not removed any evidence. So, is not out of the question whether the backbone of the central Atlantic, which carries the sample concerned, have been above sea level, until about 10 millennia ago, when they fell to the depth at which is now the focus of disaster. Every disaster has a genuine focus, its center of origin, from which they spread and multiply the disruptive and revolutionary forces. Even the catastrophe of Atlantis, undoubtedly real, definable and historically and geographically located accurately, must have resulted from such a focus. Until now only be used as evidence geological current degree of progress of our research today's, and thus revealing aspects of our present. However, if you restore that prehistoric catastrophe, and as the main clue to find their focus, we must consider the geographical changes, recorded during the seasons that have passed since then. What was the geographical situation in the North Atlantic at the end of the Quaternary? According no contemporary nature, we may assume that in essence the major tectonic plates, on both sides of the Atlantic then fossa, has reached its today's location. As Alfred Wegener, this assumption must be made with some reservation because it was the stress, specifically the removal of America, to the west and away from the Old World to the east, and encouraged those strictly accurate measurements revealed that in fact and confirmed the reciprocal removal of the Old and New Worlds. Therefore, in the early 5th geological period, or some 12 millennia ago, the Atlantic should have been less wide than today. However, the theory of Wegener did not indicate, exactly, the difference found. Fortunately, there is a possibility that can answer this important question. The paleoclimatologia provides the method to reconstruct the location of major plates and, thus, the width of the North Atlantic at the end of the Quaternary. As explained elsewhere, are already in our knowledge of the fact and why the so-called limits of glaciation determine the location of the isotherms to 0 degree. The Quaternary period. The path of these lines, characteristic of the climate during the Quaternary, can be reconstituted without any problem. Its location on the North Pole Quaternary must have been similar to that occupied by the 0 degree isotherms of today's on the actual North Pole, or must be accompanied by parallel line approximately between the meridians 50 degrees and 60 degrees north latitude. Its only essential difference from today's isotherms 00 is the absence of the bag of gifts, brought by the Gulf Stream, the wind on the northern Norway, crucial to the contemporary climate. The roughly the isotherm 0 degrees septentrional diluvial has a rough back in a radius of 30 degrees and 40 degrees, around the North Pole diluvial. As this track almost coincides with the limit of glaciation, it is assumed that during the period diluvial must have formed a circle around the pole diluvial. Comparing this conclusion with the location of today's tectonic plates, check that the limits of glaciation absolutely not stood in line circular, around the North Pole modern. Therefore, there is inferred that the location of two large tectonic plates, Canada and Eurasia, has been different, both in relation to each other as the North Pole, or as a requirement to fulfill the condition paleoclimatic a move away from isotherms derived from 0 degree. To meet this requirement, you must move both plates in a direction to another and towards the North Pole, as shown in figure 33, then to the limits of glaciation form a circle, with the North Pole in the center diluvial. What this figure shows quite instructive. First, that the Old World at that time was very close to the New World in the time of Christopher Columbus. In fact, the pit Atlantic that separated the continents were closer. We cannot ignore the mutual expulsion occurred since then. In the Gulf was, at that time, a shortest way to carry your water warm, tropical, which reached the island, Loch, diluvial. The Platonic Atlantis, warmer than today to reach the Azores region. Secondly, the research faced with the fact not wholly unexpected that the North Pole diluvial stayed well away from the actual North Pole. It seems that the exact point where today it is the Pole Magmetico, amidst the numerous islands at the time completely covered with ice from the northern Canada and Greenland, whose dissolution in individual cubes, then, perhaps not yet reached the stage was reached today. Angular in its value, since the removal of the pole is then recorded, and quite accurately, the obliquity of the ecliptic. However, not to keep to our subject, here it is not even outlined the importance of this result to define the problems of glaciations. Figure 33. The Arctic glaciation in the Quaternary. Oblique view of the Quaternary North Pole, then located where today is the Earth magnetic pole. The pole was under permanent glaciation, which extended Lake Ontario, Canada, the Northwest and Northern Europe and Northwest Asia in its retreat moraines left the terminal to indicate the limits it achieved. If the tectonic plates are pushed closer to each other, as shown in the diagram, with the limits of glaciation rising approximately in parallel along the latitudes, the position of the plates will be somewhat different from current and actually occupied. Then, the Atlantic was much closer. While figure 33 shows the situation diluvial of tectonic plates, the figure 34 gives the relief diluvial the bottom of the Atlantic basin. Then, cross the gaps were shorter than today, with missing sections corresponding to the path beaten by the plates and the cubes in mutual remoteness, and in times epiglacial postglacial. Where is the creeping motion, the partial removal in the direction of driving force? In each of the isolated cases, the directions of the creeps and the pulse are identical. However, the forces that accelerated the movement of plates and cubes of thitherward crawls, from the outbreak of the disaster, this center that was originating. This was the source of these impulses' tremendous energy and power as to change the position of the continents, which due to their inertia, remain away each other, until the present. Furthermore, it is inferred that the extension, vice versa, these directions of crawls back to the source still hypothetical and being sought, then it should come and set it as the focus of the disaster. The figure 35 illustrates the result of restoration and says, unequivocally, the value, or the hypothesis dis vela, advocating the existence of a genuine focus of disaster, as a center impeller removal post-diluvial of tectonic plates and their cubes. Figure 34. The North Atlantic with its cross gaps in the Quaternary. Part dashed. Dorsal Atlantic with gaps. Dotted line, the two submarine cliffs, near Puerto Rico. In the Quaternary, the distance between the two systems of tectonic plates, borders the Atlantic, was not much greater than now. The gap cross, originated with the first continental removal in Lower Tertiary, were then less in length. The British Isles, B, also were part of the European plate. The Atlantis, A, was still above sea level, G equals Greenland, KS equals Spania. If this argument was not valid, there should be forces of various origins, from different foci of disasters, not individual whose location could be more defined. Only in the case of these forces have been generated by a focused, concentrated on a narrow, one, would expect to find the point of intersection of the arrows of direction, long back. It would be, then the exact location, and sought recovered, the outbreak of the disaster. For reconstitution, have no less than six cross gaps. His arrows of direction in angles differ considerably. This fact in itself is an important clue, because if the signs of the old and new world is just back off of each other, the arrows should point in parallel. By themselves, these differences show the angle from the fact this is not a mere removal of any movement between them. The divergence angle of six objects presented in the test enables a very critical selection between what could happen by chance, while it was possible that, by chance, three of direction arrows converge on any point, But when five or even all six arrows converge on a focal point, this fact cannot be regarded as the work of chance, but as evidence of a certain regularity. Figure 35. Recovery, the focus of the disaster. The diagram shows the coastal current in thick lines, and back in quaternary finer lines. The gaps, formed during the tertiary and quaternary, and the dorsal Atlantic, are marked by dashed and the final stretches of gaps, dating after the flood, in black. Their extensions back to cross in a certain place, which was the center of the disaster, from where the forces propelling the movement of removal post, flood in the directions indicated by arrows. Under the focus of the disaster, marked in black, lie the two Abyssis submarines, near Puerto Rico, in the vicinity of the gap to play Puerto Rico, fractured, and the deep pit of Puerto Rico. In fact, all six arrows of direction, long back, converging on a point more or less in the middle of the great collapse of land, east of today's south, east coast North America. Ali had been the center, generating the forces that drive the movements of removal post glacial. These were energy that caused the removal of the divergent continents. That is the focus of the disaster of Atlantis. This location in the exact point where it has just been found by an exact restoration, gives fully with the assumptions and conclusions drawn about the particular target of massive ground missing in the modern mosaic of tectonic plates. Now, this particular destination itself and becomes clear, the land was lying the collapsed and fractured the bottom of the sea, because it is located very close to the central focus of the disaster. Moreover, the map oceanographical, board 12, provides further evidence of another invaluable. In the exact point where the focus was found, the relief of the soil is absolutely normal. It is located on two huge gaps, of 7,000 meters depth, near the stump of the remaining fracture gap of Puerto Rico and in the coastal zone, and not fall far from the southern edge of the massive submarine, which, before being submerged, was the island, Lock, the Lock X quaternary clay in which the passage of the Gulf and was identified as Platonic Atlantis. To the south, the area of focus is defined by the Trench of Puerto Rico, from 9,000 meters depth. With this, it is another link in the sequence of searches, allowing predictions of even broader scope, not only about the outbreak, but also the real cause and result of the catastrophe of Atlantis. Without doubt, the disaster came from those two Abyssis submarines, located right in the middle of the outbreak and in surroundings which are concentrated the effects of the catastrophe of Atlantis. In Alan H. Kelso de Montini, the American anthropologist, in this context could still be included regions in the eastern Caribbean Sea, surrounded by the Arc of the Lesser Antilles. Also there oceanographical the map shows a hole puzzling, and in the middle of the Antilles, which is surrounded by, as if the remaining edge of a gigantic crater half, submerged. Kelso Mintney think of no more than 10 millennia ago the Philae, asteroid, moreover, gives the date and surprising way with respect to dating developed by our subject, as the supposed site of the fall of Astra will not be far from the two huge underwater cliffs, in the basin of the North American Atlantic and, therefore, the focus of the disaster. It could be dealing with another fragment of that celestial body which, supposedly, would have caused the disaster Atlantic at the end of the period diluvial. However, as the extensions of these three cavities submarine the hole in the Caribbean is relatively small and shallow in comparison to the other two huge gaps, covering an area of approximately 200,000 square kilometer. The force that, over time, the opening in the substrate of the basin Simu Atlantic, who knows how funds were more than they are today, beyond any and all human imagination. In the era of the atomic bomb, thinking it would be in terms of an underwater nuclear explosion. The meteor South Carolina. How could these two have been opened huge craters? Funnels have been sucking the land, whose collapse was caused by tectonic tremors or huge dillin swirls produced by submarines. Its vast extent and depth exclude the second hypothesis. The theory that the two gaps represent a kind of side effects of day, two, day geology, would not explain precisely the decisive fact of why they exist, and in the middle of the outbreak of the disaster and located precisely. No crater, produced by the fall of an object, either a Dillon could suddenly have an influence towards the removal of continents in migration, since this cannot be put in doubt by any reasonable ground. Of course, such attempts to explain things is not enough. The primary cause, as yet unknown, the disaster Atlantis, produced such enormous craters to pump, turned and accelerated the reciprocal removal of plates and cubes, and caused the collapse of the coastal basin in the US and at least, opened the lowering of the ocean bed in the Atlantic and the Arctic Sea. Effects universal. Its causes should have been consistent and the latter may not have been such phlegmatica, gradual but catastrophic, equal to the cataclysm that caused it. Hardly it could accept another idea, which was in addition to the center of the outbreak of the disaster that was the ignition of the tremendous energy load, giving the match to that event that revolutionized the Earth. The two submarines are the gaps, still persistent scars of a double wound, opened in the Earth's crust by the falling of a celestial body of considerable size. With this, under the quantitative aspect, diagraph, and through all the possibilities offered by the exact sciences, the modern qualitative research confirmed what had been assumed by earlier researchers, such as Whist and the Count Carley of Lalande and Bruin. However, the celestial body in question was not a comet, according to the technical terminology, but a body larger and erratic, a planetoid. Time it to matter. The two craters opened with his fall, lying side by side, of approximately equal size and shape. Both are oval in shape and both of its longitudinal axis ellipses are directed from northwest to southeast. Therefore, the objects that fell there and opened the submarine abysses, or appear to have been the southeast or the northwest. The southeast is not any trace certified. The northwest is, however, fractured the coastal strip, representing the remnant in I, which should have been tremendous loss as to fracture the land and to demote the seabed. Without doubt, these are indisputable traces of the same disaster. Therefore, the celestial body was the northwest quadrant and not south, won the race with the Earth in its orbit because it was coming from the west, developing gear to that developed by our planet. It concludes that its orbit must have been markedly eccentric, since only thus could have achieved in the perihelion, the acceleration greater than the Earth, rotating with constant speed in a nearly circular orbit. The region overflown by this celestial body, before the disintegration of the heavy nucleus mass, which fell to the bottom, presumably near Puerto Rico, came to break up and sank. However, the adjacent area of land resisted, but was also affected, as demonstrated by the quality of its center of seismic tremors. Thus, we may wait for more traces of other impacts, caused by falls in that range and are found between Florida and Cape Hatteras, potentially dangerous in earthquakes. Without doubt the two abysses submarines absorbed the main impact, but the subsequent effects, side, also reached the land in the continent. In the gap of Puerto Rico, several million cubic kilometers of the substrate of Simon, tenacious and tough, were displaced, disintegrated and turned into nothing. Also, the land in the northwest resisted. Considering these facts, one could draw the conclusion that the two abysses submarines, located in the outbreak of the disaster, should be understood as the craters opened by the fall of core planetoid, disintegrated into two parts, while the destruction of coastal area, the northwest, could be attributed to the fall of fragments of their shell of rock that, in areas more dense air, it would have heated and divided into huge blocks of stone, producing real effects of cosmic bombs. This cosmic bombardment could hardly have saved the land located more to the northwest, but presumably the impacts were less concentrated, to leave intact the Earth crust, rather than shatter it and sink it at sea, such way to the neighboring region, submerged. If it were possible to see to the bottom of the ocean, there probably should appear clear and identifiable traces that cosmic action of global destruction. As of now there are technical conditions for this, because surveys of the modern eco still not managed to the required degree of clarity, Only traces left by those looking in the range of intact continental land. Also, there should be a crater, opened by the cosmic bombardment, maintained over the millennia, that have elapsed since the disaster, and therefore should be apparent. Strictly speaking, the case would be expected that the region present a lunar landscape, full of precipices and abysses. However, this is not what it shows, but throughout its length, moss, background, presenting numerous bays, and inlets. At least in its external appearance, differs little from other coastal marshlands, and nobody ever suspected that there are hidden find the remnant of a cosmic catastrophe. But nonetheless, this remnant was found, and since then the region in question is called the Field of Crater of Carolina. This is the remnant in 2. Piece of evidence of great value in the extensive list of documents collected. The finding was made as follows. In 1931, the state of North Carolina and South Carolina, without the slightest intention to collaborate in the search of Atlantis, decided to conduct a new topographic survey, and therefore hired a firm specializing in aerial photography. In this regard, nothing extraordinary or remarkable to report. During the work, it also raised the critical area between Florida and Cape Hatteras, along with its passage inland. However, when their photos with others were revealed and examined in Hysteria Comparador, then came the unexpected sensation. Commanders of aircraft that saw these photos, believed to have shifted back in time some 14 years and returned to the battlefields of World War I, the Hell of Flanders, northern France. All photos showing the ground covered and training, partly circular, partly oval, which are sometimes crossed, and so fismaval, have been identified as the craters, filled with mud and covered with vegetation, caused by the fall of objects from gigantic dimensions. And neither could be another impression received by a person objectively, without bias, to study these aerophotos, which certainly reflect the reality. In this case, the camera moved in retrospect, giving a glance at the geological past of our planet. Its penetrating lens and incorruptible discovered the meteor of Carolina. The board 13 shows part of this material aerophotogrammetrico. Then, those pictures have caused sensation and scientific discussions. He then remembered the fact, 36 years ago, L.C. Glenn has a report on the many bays and inlets, shallow basin of the strange dimensions, which felt weird and noticed that throughout the coastal region. At the time, the report received very little attention and was terminated, without wanting to be read. However, the aerophotos taken in 1931, were genuine documents, illustrative and impressive as to encourage discussions, in part quite shaken, about the causes that have led to the formation of craters of the Carolina Field. The aerial photos show the number of basins in about 3,000. Half of the basin have the length of some 400 meters, over 100 exceed 1,600 meters in length, are distributed over a wide area, as figure 36. However, this area is just the edge of an elongated ellipse, supplementing it, you get an area of impact of a minimum area of 165,000 square kilometer. Only a small part of this area is on land continental, intact, in its large coastal area, is part of the fracture, and the bumpy strip of land submerged, whereas in the stretch of land intact were counted 3,000 impacts, we may calculate that the fragments of cosmic bomb, disintegrated must have caused at least 10,000 impacts. Each of these impacts in the soil opened a bowl oval or circular, of unknown depth, as the angle of fall. All longitudinal axes are arranged in parallel, once the disintegrated fragments of the bomb fell in parallel. Although, since then, almost 11 millennia had elapsed, most of the southeast basin still shows traces of the dam resulted in the land of opportunity. Also confirms this detail and conclusive manner, that the impact came from the northwest, because only under this assumption the open ground with each impact could have been shifted to southeast, where pile, forming a dam. All the evidence confirms the theory that a large celestial body came from the northwest, disintegrated on the heights and has unleashed the wreckage of his shell of rock, Before the fall of fragments of its heavy mass nucleus, the impact caused the two huge underwater crater, located further south. But if the drop of a genuine meteorite, a large size, the way we have just described, had been recorded in historical times, could hardly have left traces than those shown by the map and oceanographic ELERA photos. Thus, after the publication of ELERA photos concerned, the argument was raised in the field of craters Carolina have been produced by the fall of meteorites, and even the so-called meteor of Carolina. Shortly after the publication of the Carolina ELERA photos, Dr. F. A. William Melton and Shriver, geologists at the University of Oklahoma, studied the problem of the origin of these two huge underwater cliffs and advanced theories about, but without touching the subject of Atlantis. According to these researchers, the field of craters of the Carolina concentrate was produced by the impact of a rain of meteorites, the manner of an exceptionally large comet's head. Figure 36, map of the field of craters of the Carolina, around the city of Charleston, South Carolina, USA, a region in ellipsoid, clearly bypassed, stretches out to the coast and has many bays, large bays, once deep and meanwhile filled with peat, after Tazar. The craters by the impact of a meteorite that crashed there some 10,000 years ago, meteorite of Carolina. Most of the missiles fell into the sea, the dotted line circles, about the area affected. The only challenge to this thesis was Mr. Watt, son Fletcher Jr., he said that in his view all legitimate craters, open to the impact of the fall of meteorites, were are circular, like the crater in Arizona, known and identified as such, while the majority of the basins Carolina are oval and not circular. He seemed unacceptable the argument that the depressions have been produced by meteorites from a head of comet disintegrated in the stratosphere, the fact that the head of comet not have enough mass to provide the necessary pieces to that bombing. The Earth, so he writes, had crossed for various occasions, heads and tails of comets and meteorites concentrations, without such passages have caused disasters. So concludes Fletcher Watson Jr., cannot think of a cosmic origin of the basins of Carolina who, in his opinion, were caused by phenomena of dispersion, like the Bajir's migration in sandy deserts of Central Asia. Of course, the explanation does not satisfy Phlegmatica, it does not explain the unique location of the field of craters on the outbreak of the disaster, the underwater cliffs and coastal zone fractures and landslides. Neither presents plausible argument by saying that the craters are concentrated in a flat area of elliptical shape, and that, there and there, these conformations cross. Finally, it leaves a lot to explain. However, at one point without doubt the critical observer was the reason. The field of craters could have been caused by the impact of a head of comet disintegrated, either by an exceptionally dense concentration of meteorites. Head of a comet would have been small in many dozens of figures, and too lacking in mass, might have caused dramatic celestial fireworks, the edges of the envelope of nitrogen, but never lighting it up high in the atmosphere could have had consequences land. A concentration of meteors is a formation of flying objects in parallel, even if large objects, but until now did not register such condensation of supermeteors, have always flown in parallel and therefore the direction of fall also would have been in parallel. In this case, should have open borders craters of equal, or in a circular or elliptical, but never like those that exist in the craters of the Carolina, which are depressions, sometimes round sometimes elliptical. The effective distribution of conformations is lawless serious obstacle to the theory of cosmic bombs, as evidence that both paths as the angles of the drop must have been very diverse. In vertical drop, as happened in the case of the giant meteorite of Arizona, pumps cosmic open spherical deep craters in the ground, but elliptical. As explained, therefore, that confusion of paths of vertical and horizontal fall in any part of the area affected. This can only result from the fact that a celestial body, in size much bigger than a meteor, for the purposes of this technical term, has suffered several explosions and partial to have disintegrated into several parts in various parts of its path of decline. Each individual fragment thus formed, is then precipitated on the ground, following his own path of decline, which may have been both vertical and horizontal, as appropriate. Furthermore, the acceleration of individual pieces during the explosion inside the celestial body should also have contributed to increase the general confusion.